Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 24, 1806. Giving away the fort. When the party left Fort Clatsop yesterday, the fort was sodden and desolate among the dripping evergreens on the hilltop. The men did look back and saw Camelwool, their good friend, standing in the rain, and perhaps frowning over the certificate of good merit given to him by the captains. Camelwool was given the houses and furniture the party lived in and used during the winter, but what was he to do with them? Nobody really knows what was done. Perhaps it burned, as did Fort Mandan. We only know it was destroyed. Today, Captain Clark writes,
"Sent out 15 men very early this morning for the flesh of the 2 elk killed by Duryea and Fields yesterday. They returned at 8 o'clock. After taking a slight breakfast, we set out at 9:30 a.m. and proceeded to the Kathlama village at 1 p.m. and remained until 3:30 p.m. At this village we purchased a few wapato and a dog for our sick men Willard and Bratton, who are yet in a weak state. At this village I saw 2 very large elegant canoes inlaid with shells. Those shells I took to be teeth at first view, and the natives informed several of the men that they were the teeth of their enemies, which they had killed in war. In examining them closely, having taken out several pieces, we found that they were seashells, which yet contained part of the inner. They also decorate their smaller wooden vessels with those shells which have the appearance of human teeth. The village of these people is the dirtiest and stinkiest place I ever saw in any shape whatever. The inhabitants partake of the characteristic of the village. Captain William Clark, March 24, 1806.
Captain Lewis writes an interesting item in his journal today.
"Not having paid much attention, we mistook our route, which an Indian perceiving, pursued, overtook us and put us on the right channel. This Klamath claimed the small canoe which we had taken from the Clatsops. However, he consented very willingly to take an elk skin for it, which I directed should be given him, and he immediately returned."
In addition, Lewis could not resist describing another bird, a white woodpecker with a red breast, which has now been identified as the red-breasted sapsucker, Spiropicus rubra. Monday, feasting on Fanny's Island.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.